Yes, we have a quorum.
Thank you. My name is Jake McKenzie. I'm the chair of the Operations Committee. I represent Sonoma County and the nine Sonoma County cities. And I'm pleased to note that this Tuesday evening I was sworn into office for my fifth term, and I did, in fact, pledge to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, of which I'm a naturalized citizen, and the state of California, of which I'm a citizen. We have a consent calendar under agenda number 2. I'd entertain a motion to adopt.
Second.
Okay. Any items to be discussed? Hearing none. All those in favor of adopting the consent calendar, please say aye.
Aye.
That consent calendar motion passes. We have one information item. You may have noticed on my right-hand side as you came in this morning a display. I'm wearing a badge that says 5/11, 10 years, and I would like to hear a presentation now, I believe led by Emily Van Wagner, on the topic of the launching of 5/11 program back 10 years ago. Please.
Good morning, commissioners. Sorry about that. I'm here to give a very brief overview of some 5/11 program highlights, as well as to celebrate the 10-year anniversary. It was 10 years ago that we launched the 5/11 phone service in Walnut Creek, and now we have our 5/11 phone service today. I'm just going to play a little bit here. Oh. It's the 10th anniversary, basically, celebrating that. And then next, I'm going to go here. To give you a little bit of context for 5/11, it was 1999 when the Federal Communications Commission issued a three-digit number, 5/11, for traveler information. And we had long been providing traveler information. It was in 2002 that we launched the first metropolitan 5/11 service in the nation, the first in California. This map here shows really about 40 states across the country and 10 metropolitan regions that have now adopted 5/11, and it's continuing to expand. Oops, going the wrong way. Here's a slide that shows a little bit of the launch event itself with Commissioner Sperring there using, it's hard to believe, but a corded phone. I mean, we've gone 10 years. We've gone from corded phones to mobile phones to smartphones. So a lot has happened in that time, and we've done our best to keep a pace with that. We also show our keynote speaker at the time was U.S. Representative Ellen Tauscher. Some other highlights. I'm not going to read all this to you, but you could see many of the things that we've launched over the years. The website in 2004, having the driving times on the changeable message signs, and then, of course, many things this year, but I'll talk about that a little later. We do have not only traffic and transit information, we are one of the only 5/11s to also include rideshare and bicycling information, and we have long served in the role of providing breaking news and emergency information during times of regional events. This shows our newly redesigned 5/11.org homepage, and we've included a slide carousel there that now highlights many major regional events, the Giants win, and information about how to get there to the parades, etc., as well as other major planned events. Many ways of getting the information, including Twitter in 2009, and very excited to say about real-time transit, the availability of information at the regional hubs throughout the Bay Area, and that will continue to expand. Also, in the top right corner there, we have a shot of our transit app that launched this past spring, and now we have over 60,000 downloads of the app. a slide you've probably seen before that shows our usage over the years. Really want to focus in on saying that we are continuing to get about 700,000 calls per month, 2.5 million user sessions. So in a tech-savvy world, in the Bay Area especially, customers are still finding our services important to use. The next couple of slides will really focus in on emergencies, and what we have circled there in red or gold is really showing where we've been a go-to source for both the media and the public, as well as our partner agencies for transportation information during emergencies. This is just a day and time for different events. Looking at a typical one, I'll point out like the 2009 IBAR repair. A typical day, we would get about 40,000 requests for information. And then when the IBAR repair was underway, we were getting up to 160,000. We are a major partner in regional events, and this year alone we were the go-to source for the America's Cup, which is the third largest international sporting event. We also are the go-to source for planned closures such as the bridge closures this past year. Now, this slide is not showing you that I think the world is a 5-on-1-centric world, and it's got a lot of information. What it basically is showing is that there's a lot of things. What's shown in blue are MTC initiatives. What's shown in green are MTC customer programs. And what's shown in gray is our stakeholders and our partner agencies. And so we touch a lot of different programs and initiatives, including, of course, Plan Bay Area and the goals of that. And we also work with many players. And I want to take a moment to say it is really a collaboration with all our partner agencies delivering this information to the public. And that includes Caltrans, the CHP, transit agencies, rideshare agencies, and others. Some of the achievements, what's shown there in the lower left is our new enhanced trip planner. And what that is it shows you at a quick glance a drive to transit, and a drive only option, and gives you cost comparison as well as time comparison. We also have the new traffic map, and also, of course, a parking page, which is a great new feature as well. Near-term enhancements, what we're working on, a lot of things here, but really want to focus on a couple. One is we already have very popular real-time transit services. Customers are finding even newer ways of getting our information on the phone and the web, and they'll be finding those soon. They'll be able to create a very personalized web page very easily on their own smartphone, so they can get all the information about departures, not just for one stop, but for all their stops of interest and on all different transit agencies. What's shown on the left there is a photo of what we will have at the regional transit hubs. This is not just showing you real-time information, but we'll also be getting you information. What's shown in red is emergency messages from each of the respective transit agencies. I've told you about where we've been, and looking ahead, we're constantly assessing our program ourselves. There's a lot of important questions that we always continue to ask ourselves. I'll just point out one is the is it time for public-private partnerships? You know, and this next one is an example of that. We're looking at our services, comparing it with Google's, and in your package, you have a little bit more detail there, but this is just part of the process. We're looking at strategic questions such as this over the next couple of years. And the final thoughts, I just want to conclude and just take this moment to say Gary Richards, Mr. Roadshow, has long been a champion of 5-1-1, and this is something from April of this year, some of his thoughts, and I'll let Mr. Richards wrap it up and say his testimonial. But want to thank everyone, as well as our partner agencies, for all their help in getting this service to the Bay Area commuters. And I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Do we have questions of staff?
No, mine is more of a statement. You know, when we made that first phone call, we never did get an answer.
Okay. You know, hopefully you are now, Commissioner Sperry.
And that's what I wanted to say. In the 10 years, the evolution of 511 is just astonishing. You know, and I used it the other day, and the response was, you know, to the question I was asking.
Okay.
You know, when we made that call, it was being repeated several times.
Right.
But it really has evolved into a great service, I think, well-received by the public, and a great traveling tool. And you know, I just want to commend all the staff that kind of helped with that evolution. Certainly is something that serves the Bay Area.
Well, thank you very much. It seems like only yesterday that it was we were all at the Dean Lesher Center. It's been a long time. Thank you very much.
Commissioner Liccardo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the presentation. I was interested in what you're looking to do on parking. I know that there's a lot of companies out there, StreetSense and some others, that are doing an awful lot of pilots and expanding those throughout the Bay Area and California. And I'd be interested in knowing, are we looking to partner with folks who are already out there who are putting out infrastructure to help us identify vacant parking and so forth? Or is there an effort to do this alone?
Oh, no, that's a great question, Commissioner Liccardo, I'm sorry I didn't focus in on that in one of the slides. We actually do have a parking page as part of our traffic website that we launched, and we worked closely with SF MTA as they, you know, have their real-time instrumented information, and we're reporting that. We're also planning to work with others like Berkeley when they come live with their real-time information and trying to get standardized information so it's available. We also have parking information throughout on both our enhanced trip planner. When you drive to transit, we have some information in there as well as on our rideshare website.
Sure. Okay, that's helpful. I guess what would be helpful in terms of guidance for individual jurisdictions, I know San Francisco's been at this for some time. We're launching a pilot in our downtown core. Would love to know what we need to do to make sure we can plug into the system and making sure we're using a system that works with yours.
No, that's great. We are continuing coordination. Several of our staff here have worked very closely with San Francisco and are continuing to do outreach with the other jurisdictions as we try to get standardized information in for real time as well as static information on parking.
Okay, if I could just refer you then. The name of the woman at City of San Jose, her name is Laura Stachinski.
Laura,
it'd be wonderful if we could be plugged into the same system.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Seeing no other questions from commissioners, I'd just like to draw this agenda item to a close by saying it's an excellent example of MTC acting in its regional capacity, working with individual jurisdictions, with individual transit systems, with the state of California, and providing a service and working with the private sector as well, and providing a service that is useful to all of us as we transport ourselves around the Bay Area in the most efficient manner possible. So thanks for the briefing, and happy 10th birthday when it comes. Whatever, is there an exact date?
Oh, we actually just passed it. It was December 6th, but we wanted to align it with our Ops Committee presentation.
I'm surprised it wasn't December 12th because we found an amazing thing on Wednesday how many people had children or their own birthdays on 12-12-12.
That's true.
I guess you couldn't have arranged for that. But
that's true. We want to spread around the celebration this
month. Thank you very much for that report and all the work that goes into it. I have no public comment cards, amazingly enough, and we will now adjourn this meeting till February. Friday, January 11th, 2013, meeting adjourned.